you for being here. Thank you for tuning in to the number one chill spot. Today I have my pomegranate hibiscus tea. I have a cup waiting just for you. Today's proverb of the day is Jiu Sheng Qing. The literal translation is love for a long time. When you will get along with someone for a long time, you will develop feelings and this love would grow over time. I felt this love called Buddhism. To give a little background about Buddhism, it was founded by Siddhartha Gautama, or the Buddha. He grew up in a royal family and was born a prince in ancient India. He was disturbed by what he had seen, life beyond the palace gates, and he saw a sick man, an old man, a poor man, and he was empathetic. At the age of 29, he rejected the luxurious lifestyle of royalty to seek enlightenment and the ultimate solution to suffering, achieving nirvana, or the awakened one, and becoming a Buddha. Buddhism dates back years, a 2,500-year-old tradition with origins in India has now spread north and east into Asia, Thailand, Japan, China, Korea, Mongolia, Tibet, and it was because of the Emperor Ashoka. He converts to Buddhism and he builds temples, sponsors missionaries to spread Buddhism. It's important to note that Buddha was not a god. The teachings from Buddha were aimed to free beings from suffering. So you might be wondering, how does someone become the awakened one? After 49 days of meditation, was awakened to the truth about life. He attained enlightenment under a tree and was promised to spend the remaining years of his life spreading the knowledge to others about ending suffering. What were his major beliefs? There were three universal truths, the Four Noble Truths, and the Noble Eightfold Path. To elaborate, the three universal truths goes like this. Number one, everything is lost in the universe. Number two, everything changes like the seasons. Number three, the law of cause and effect, otherwise known as karma, goes like this. For every event that occurs, there will follow another event whose existence was caused by the first. And this second event will be pleasant or unpleasant as its cause was skillful or unskillful. In the Four Noble Truths, it goes like this. Number one, all life is full of suffering. To name a few, birth, loss, sickness, pain, failure, aging, death are all forms of suffering, and it's universal. Number two, the cause of suffering is self-centered desire to have and control things and attachments. For example, the craving for sensual pleasure or the craving for fame and wealth. These are the things that we want, that we desire to have. Number three, the only cure for suffering is to overcome those negative deeds and thoughts, letting go of any desire or cravings. Number four, the way to nirvana is to overcome those negative deeds and thought through the Eightfold Path, the eight things in order to escape from this suffering. The Noble Eightfold Path goes like this. The following two are based on prajna or wisdom. Number one, right view or right understanding is the true understanding of the Four Noble Truths. Number two, right resolve or right thought is the true desire to free oneself from attachment, ignorance, and hatefulness. The next three are based on sila or moral discipline, and it goes like this. Number three, right speech is abstaining from lying, gossiping, or hurtful talk. Number four, right action is abstaining from behaviors such as killing, stealing, lying, and sexual misconduct. Number five, right livelihood is living and supporting yourself without harming others, such as people or animals. The next three are based on mental discipline. Number six goes like this. Right effort is a matter of exerting oneself in regards to the content of one's mind. To promote good thoughts and conquer evil thoughts and good qualities should be nurtured. Focus on the good. Number seven, right mindfulness is a focus of one's attention on one's body, feelings, thoughts and consciousness in such a way to overcome craving, hatred, ignorance, hatefulness. Number 8, right concentration is meditation to provide clarity in our higher state of consciousness. Meditating is a form of understanding of imperfection, impermanence, and non-separateness. The Eightfold Path symbolizes Buddha's teachings. The idea is a person has to live a moral life, avoiding evil, and the path that Buddhists believe can end suffering in our lives. Buddha stresses to do good deeds for others. Wisdom, kindness, generosity, and compassion were important virtues. Monks and nuns, their daily life follows a strict schedule, which includes meditation, study of scriptures, taking part in ceremonies, giving back to their community. One important belief of Buddhism refers to this idea of reincarnation. People are reborn after death leads to rebirth into a new life. However, there is another path. This is what we call nirvana. Nirvana is the ultimate goal, the union with the universe, and the release from the cycle of reincarnation, the escape from the cycle of rebirth. Also is the end of the suffering. A peaceful and detached state of being, nirvana is achieved by ultimate purity of life. Only Buddhas, those who have attained enlightenment, will achieve nirvana. There are 3 jewels of Buddhism. When a person accepts the Buddhist teachings and philosophy, and they want to make it a part of their life, the traditional way is to say, I take refuge in the Buddha teacher, I take refuge in the Dharma, the compassionate teachings, and I take refuge in the Sangha, the harmonious community. Wisdom is to keep an open mind and be open to trying new things, new experiences, listening to other people, to their points of views. Buddha said, holding onto anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. Remember what we talked about with the Noble Truths. Suffering, in this case, anger, is an example of suffering. The only cure for this suffering is to overcome these negative deeds and these negative thoughts, that hurtful desire to throw a hot coal at someone else from hatefulness. Support yourself without harming others. Another saying of Buddha goes like this: the mind is everything. What you think, you become. This is because our thoughts and our desires, it's all happening in our mind. Buddha is saying to focus our attention, not ignore it, but focus on our body language, our feelings, our thoughts, in such a way that we overcome these cravings of hate, jealousy, ignorance, sexual pleasure, practice this act of celibacy, purity, and innocence. To wrap this episode up, Siddhartha Gautama Buddha was a teacher and spiritual leader, enlightened one. Buddha's teachings focus on kindness, patience, compassion, and spiritual meaning to many of life's hardest questions. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, and please share with your friends and family if what I said has helped you in some shape or form. Remember, knowledge is meant to be shared. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you on the other side.